It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Hey, happy holidays. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. Hope your holiday shopping is in process, but it isn't done because we'll probably talk about some things that could stuff your stocking. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
As they say in Hawaii, mile kaliki maka.
I know. They only say that once a year.
And haole make hiki ho.
Okay. And if you're all in Hawaii and you're hearing us, whatever he said.
I know some of you are.
Yeah, great. Good stuff. Good stuff. So what's going on, Bob, man? What'd you do this last week? I see you're here in like gym clothes. So am I looking at the new and improved Bob, or are we still in process?
Trying to get it back, buddy. Yeah. Trying to get it back. But
ain't easy, is it?
I thought we'd change up the game a little bit and bring in our favorite vintner, our only vintner, actually. But
is there more than one?
He's also our favorite. Well, you know, we used to deal with quite a few of those guys, but Brian's kind of spoiled us. So Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley, good morning. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
He's kind of spoiled us, so we've snubbed everybody else.
Yeah, well, I see he's got wine open already, so he's going to continue to spoil us as we go through the show. Now, we'll have the disclaimer right up front is the show may get different as we proceed through the
I doubt it.
Through the hour, but at this point right now, we're doing good. But
we got a lot to do today. Yeah. We can't pound the wine. Why don't you pour a glass, Brian?
Yeah. So what'd you bring us, Brian? I see three bottles there. Start with the first one that's got the cork out.
A bottle of red. That's we're wrapping up our 50th year in West Michigan this
year.
Wow,
how exciting.
It's been an exciting year for us. It's kind of neat to look back on 2023 and think about all we did. One of the things we did was create four wines that sort of commemorate the half century. And so the one I brought today is Cabernet Sauvignon. Grapes were grown in 2020,
sure.
So we just released it after about 18 months in barrel. Really nice example of, I think, the future of Michigan wine, which is to say we can grow these reds here in Michigan and do a pretty nice job.
Yep.
Wow, that's cool. Exciting.
Yeah.
I love your Cab Sauvignon. Some years you don't have so much.
Well, we're going to have more moving forward. We were just actually at a tasting this week with our local region winemakers, and we were discussing what everyone's got planted and coming up in the future. And a lot of us are doubling down on the Bordeaux style red. So I think you're going to see more of that. It has been true that we have been constrained for the past, forever.
Since inception.
Yeah, right, now we're finally feeling like we can do it.
And what changed?
Well, a couple things. We got better. A lot of mistakes in 50 years that you hopefully learn from, that we can do a better job of putting stuff where it belongs on the farm, the right soil for the right plant, the right trellising systems, kind of how we train the plant up in the air to maximize the exposure to light and heat that we get here. Clones, finding different clones that lend themselves. So clones are like, slight variations on the same grape, right? So Cabernet Sauvignon has maybe a dozen or more that
are
used.
Is that when you graft them?
Different than grafting. I mean, we do that too, but it'd be like, different, like you and your brother have differences, even though you're genetically very close to each other. And so some
boy,
clones,
do they.
Yeah, this wasn't meant to be a deep discussion of Bob's, genetics here. But
you touched enough.
We'll move on. But, for example.
But if you could clone me.
Right. For example, some have better color, some grapes, some have. The clusters of the berries are more spread apart, which is good because we get a lot of rain in Michigan. And when we don't get rain, we get humidity by the lake. So
I feel like we're talking to Doc and Back to the Future.
Well, this isn't Mamma Mia squishing grapes between her toes
Greeps.
Anymore. Yeah, this is big science.
Well, you asked the question.
I did, and
I
was interested in the answer.
Yeah.
Right, but as you know, Brian, being the expert he is, it quickly got over my head, and I was just trying to bring it back down a little bit.
You didn't need to slow the bus down by throwing me under it.
Yeah. Oh, but it's so easy.
Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah. But anyway, so Brian, the short answer is that 50 years of experience pays off, and you and your vineyard are growing, all puns intended, but also evolving. It sounds like
never ends. We're learning something every year, and I think the next 50 are even better. The industry's growing a ton. There was just like a few wineries when we started in the 70s, And now there's over 100 in our state. So the whole state has really grown up a lot.
So yeah. You just poured us a Pinot Grigio. That's a breakfast wine, right?
Yeah, now. I like to start with a, something a little less heavy duty than a full-bodied cab at a, you know, in the morning here. But yeah, this is a Pinot Grigio. So another classic European grape. Grigios are normally going to be lighter, un-oaked, really fruit-centric. We think this one really shows off, again, our climate, what we can do here. That grape loves this area.
Now, that's a 2022. You just released that, didn't you?
Yeah. It's about midway through the release. We typically release the spring after the grapes are grown. So
I bought was 2022. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Normally, for us at least, that's what we do for our white wines. We like to get those out when they're fresh and ready to rock. And the year on the bottle, if you see one, that always means the year the grapes were harvested.
Right.
So it can tell you a little bit if you know the year.
Right.
So I think it's exciting that you guys, now this isn't the Southwest Trail Vintners. This is all of Michigan.
What's that?
The meeting that you were.
Oh, well, no, actually in this case, it was just our Fenville group, which is even smaller. We're part of sort of two wine groups, but our the littlest one is Fenville, which is really kind of neat.
And who would that include?
Modalis, which is a really neat winery down there. Yeah. Michigan Wine Company, Cranes Winery. There's a handful down there that were represented.
And you're the big daddy.
We're the old one.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Oh, and you know, is the 50th celebrations all over with, or you got something yet here between now and the end of the year?
You know, we're selling holiday gift packs still,
right.
Right up until, really people buy them right up through the end of the year, because sometimes you can carry them out too. We have one that has all four of those 50th wines in it, a Riesling, Cabernet Sauvignon, Sauvignon Blanc, and a sparkler. That's really nice.
Look, Brandy, you could learn from Brian. He's following the show plan.
I am too. Yeah.
I actually didn't look at the show plan, but what do you know?
Yeah.
Psychic.
Yeah.
It's cloning.
I might have teed him up, but you know, that's just my professional decorum there that I don't want to take credit.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I
so,
will.
Brian, tell me what else is going on, right? Yeah. Bam. There it came. Huh. But anyway, gift packs are great.
Tell us what the gift packs are.
Yeah.
So we can do it two ways. You can come in and buy it and just walk out. We'll wrap the thing for you. And we have a few different options. The 50th kind of commemorative one is unique for us. Or we can ship it. We can ship it wrapped or unwrapped, so you can give it to yourself and skip the wrapping
paper. Depending on where you have to ship it to, the cutoff dates
stagger. Yeah, that's been the trick now is, you know, it just depends. If you're in Michigan, you could get it into the, you know, few days before.
I'm pretty sure that if I got a case of wine or a gift pack of wine on the 27th, I'm thinking I wouldn't be too PO'd at Santa. I was like, hey, yeah, you know what? This is great.
Yeah,
somebody thought of me and bought me four bottles of wine, and what a great gift, right?
My daughter is a member of your wine club. Now, she moved to New York, and now she's changed her address with you guys, and you're shipping it to New York. And, you know, I've got a family member that I would try and get them to try your wine, but they love the New York whites. And I finally gave them a bottle of your True Chardonnay, and now they go to your shop and buy it by the case.
Well, that's good. Thanks for, you know, continuing to beat the Michigan drum. Should be a similar climate. I mean, if you like New York wines, you should like Michigan wines.
Well, they lived in Pennsylvania. It's my brother and his wife, and he's passed since. But so I still take care of her and get her down there.
Well, good. I'm glad. The True Chardonnay, I brought it too. It's like you're just teeing me up even more here today.
It's wonderful. Well, my wife likes that more so than the classic or whatever you call it.
Yeah, we call it classic.
Traditional.
Yep. What is the difference, real quick, between true
one
and classic?
One is done in an oak barrel, one is not. So right. One's going to be a lot more fruity, one's going to be more earthy, more nuanced.
And the barrel is the earthy one. That's what brings the earthiness
into
it.
It can, yeah, other
right?
things,
a little
too.
Oaky.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah,
for
yep,
sure.
Very cool.
And I personally, too, I think this true is done in stainless. I like it better. It's just, I'm not big on the oaky for a white.
I like both, but certainly the un-oaked is what we're known for, kind of
yeah.
what we
really?
Hang our hat on.
Yeah.
Or farmers. We like to showcase the fruit.
Yeah, why not? Coming up next, we have a longtime sponsor that is Allen Bob Sports that has decided to close down the fishing store.
And we're not going to talk to Al or Bob.
Nope, but we're going to talk to Matt Howell, who he and his family are the new owners. And they have Millbrook Tack as well as Allen Bob's, and that's still that business is still going to continue. Same location, same thing. But he's got some exciting news because here before the end of the year, they've got a big closeout sale, and it's everything in the sporting goods stuff. Any of you ice fishermen out there, I think he's going to tell you it's 30% off. So,
yeah.
But coming up next, we've got Matt Howell, Allen Bob Sports. Stick with us. We'll be back.